Lucretia Torva isn't an Arizona native, but she considers Phoenix her home. As an artist, she started a journey to become part of a larger community and find out who she was.
So it's 1997, and I'm a recent arrival to the surface of the, Valley of the Sun. And and I've been working for about a year and a half as an art instructor, but I'm passionate about art. So on a whim, I decide I'm going to go get a Sunday paper. You know, I'm looking for salvation. And then I see it. I see an ad for a painter. You know how weird or unusual that is to see a classified ad that hire an artist? Okay, but this doesn't happen. So at any rate, I put my little packet together, you know, with the application and the resume, and of course, old-fashioned, a sheet full of my slides. You know, this was before you did a lot of stuff digitally. It didn't take very long. I actually heard back from them very quickly. They wanted to have me in for an interview, a actual painting interview where I paint for them. I'm like, what kind of an interview is that? So it's like, how do I prepare for that? The interview is that I'm actually supposed to produce copies of one of their inventory pieces. Phoenix Art Group has a production artist, and they produce things in multiples. This is my kind of interview. I don't have to say anything. So at any rate, I do this accurately. I produce things that look very much like the, almost exactly like the model. They offered me the position of working in the art production department, and I could start any time. I worked for 3 weeks in the production department, and apparently I was quick and good enough that they promoted me to quality control. All of the artwork that they produced ended up having to go through me so that I could judge if it actually was good enough to send out, pieces wouldn't fall off of it, you know, that kind of various and sundry things. I also signed all the artists' names, too. I got really good at just, like, whoever it was. It's kind of an interesting job. And then a few months later, I became part of the management team for the production department. The Phoenix Art Group job isn't necessarily the perfect job for me, but it got me towards who I really am and what I could really do. It got me thinking differently. So in the year 2000, I decided to become self-employed as an artist. Without the Phoenix Art Group, I don't know if I would have had the nerve to become an artist on my own. And you know, I'm not starving, and I'm not homeless.
That was Lucretia Torva. She's just finished a mural project along the light rail system at McDowell Road and Central Avenue in Phoenix. You can hear more stories like this at all of our upcoming nights. To get the calendar, see photos, and a wrap-up of previous events, or to learn more about how to get involved by telling your own story, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.